We spoke with the folks at the Boise Period Project about a month ago on their amazing commitment to providing low-income and homeless people with menstrual hygiene products. At the time, the project was just getting ready for an initial launch and their very first distribution. On July 11th, they supplied and distributed 90 period packs to those in need. The next distribution is set for the upcoming week. And joining me to talk about what's next for the Period Project are Makara Heller and Adam Wright. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I have to tell you, we had such tremendous listener feedback when you two came on, and they were so impressed with what you're doing. So I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate hearing that.
So when you were on the show before, you were just getting ready for the first distribution. So tell me about how that all worked out.
It went really well. We were able to distribute 90 packs. So those period packs went to Love, Inc.
Women's and Children's Alliance. As well as just distributed out on the street.
And this was really, for people that aren't aware of what the Boise Period Project is, Makara, can you tell people this was truly a grassroots effort that you felt like there is a part of society that's being overlooked?
Yeah, so we're trying to help end period poverty within Boise. So 1 in 4 women have trouble being able to afford menstrual hygiene products every month. And that's a very large statistic. And so we feel like within the homeless and low income community that menstrual hygiene is an often overlooked need. And so we're just trying to help that.
And you were approached by some major corporations, correct, when all of this came together?
Yeah. So shortly after we started, the executive director of Idaho Diaper Bank, Kate, she reached out to us because she had recently been reached out to by Alliance for Period Supplies, which is sponsored by You by Kotex. And so they were able to work out getting ending period poverty and getting donations of pads and liners from You by Kotex. And in turn, Kate was able to give us those supplies to help our period packs.
And Adam, when we talk about period packs, what exactly does that entail? Because some people may not.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a period, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes you probably don't think about it.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I was in that same boat, you know, before helping Makara with this project. I wasn't exactly sure what it all entailed. I knew tampons were involved and pads. That was about it.
Right.
But each period pack is meant to hopefully cover one full cycle for someone who is menstruating. And it comes with 15 tampons, 5 pads, 3 pads, five pads, 3 liners,
cleansing wipes,
and hand sanitizer. And so we're hopefully, our hope is that, you know, not only are we helping with just the menstrual product side, but also just in general, cleanliness and health and hygiene as well.
And, you know, it's interesting, Makara, because before you came on and before I was aware of the Boise Period Project, I mean, my whole life I've been like, this, it's expensive. I remember always thinking that I'm like, every month, I mean, this is, if you're a woman, you deal with this. If you are biologically a woman, you get a period, you deal with this. And these products are expensive.
Yeah, periods are very expensive, and it's the cost of being a person who menstruates. Unfortunately, there's no government assistance towards menstrual hygiene products. They're not covered by food stamps or any government assistant programs. There's also still sales tax on tampons and pads and other items, which makes no sense because to us, period supplies are a basic human right. They're not a privilege, whereas they're still listed as, quote, luxury item.
And that's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it is, you get a period.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. This is not something that you choose.
Yeah.
It is part of biology.
Yeah.
And is that part of the message, Makara? Because I also know what I found, you know, so interesting about our last conversation was making sure that it is any person who has a period. Explain that.
Yeah, so we believe that you don't have to be considered a woman or you don't have to menstruate in order to be considered a woman, and you can also still menstruate. Like, so you can
identify. If you don't identify as a woman, you may still menstruate.
Exactly. There we go.
So So you want to help those individuals as well, correct,
yeah,
Adam?
We want them to know that they're kind of our target audience as well. Like, we want to help them just as much as we want to help a female-born person who identifies as female, you know.
Whether you're non-binary or you're in the process of transitioning and still menstruate.
And I think there's that, you know, thought for a lot of people is they don't know if they're going to be necessarily welcomed by different organizations or projects because they don't, you know, fit the mold or something.
Right.
And we wanted to just make sure that everyone knew that this is for anyone who menstruates, anybody who deals with that is someone we would like to help.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Makara Heller and Adam Wright. They are the people behind the Boise Period Project. So with your first distribution on July 11th, tell me about that. What was it like?
So it was really cool going to Love Inc. and we dropped off 60 packs. Their faces just lit up and it was kind of an overlooked need for them. And then also it was really interesting going out onto the street. We went on, we were set up a little booth on Americana in between Rhodes Skate Park and Interfaith Sanctuary. And so we got a lot of foot traffic and the conversations were interesting with those who identified as female were really excited about this project. And then if anyone who identified as a man came up and asked us about it, they were so uncomfortable and tried to change the subject and get away as quickly as possible and kind of just like threw their hands up in the air.
Even though half the population deals with this, right?
Yeah. And so I think we really helped trying to end the stigma with periods and homelessness. Like, it's a normal bodily process. We just want to talk about it, and it's normal.
It really is. So when, like I said in the beginning of this, we got a lot of listener feedback on people being so impressed with this. And I know that you do have, you know, donations from Kotex. You also have some local partners in town. So with that, you have drop-off locations because people want to help.
Yeah. So we preferably any unscented products, but if there's any unopened menstrual hygiene products or anything you bought from the store, you can drop off any menstrual hygiene products at one of our drop-off locations, which are listed on our website. You can drop it off at our house, Garden City Projects, Fluff Hardware, and Garden City.
And we'll put a link to your website on our website so that people can get to that easily and find the drop-off locations.
Thank you.
And I will just say tampons specifically are the thing that we are kind of looking for at the moment. I mean, we'll accept any pads or liners, but the shipment that we got from you by Kotex is all pads and liners. And so we're set with those for the time being, but tampons is really
our highest need.
Our highest need at the moment. So
that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Ideally.
And are you hoping that this next distribution to have, to be able to do the 90 packs again?
Yeah,
we're hoping. I think it may be a little bit lower, maybe 60 to 80 packs, because that's kind of what we have enough product for right now.
Yeah.
If we can get a little bit more product by the time we do roll out the next
distribution
date, we would love to be able to do 90 packs. But at this point, I think we're right around 60 to 70 packs of what we'll be able to make.
Mm-hmm. How do you make this sustainable? How do you keep this going? Do you need community support? Do you need organizations to partner with you? And I ask that because this is a grassroots effort that you, Makara, were like, we need to do something about this. And you made your fiance Adam come on board with it. And you're making a difference, but it's not sustainable by just asking for donations. What do you need so that we do eliminate this issue, at least in the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, that's been our highest concern lately, is making sure that this is sustainable and it'll last longer than just a few months. So donations are the biggest thing, and any organization that's interested in donating tampons or other kinds of products to us would be huge.
Yeah, we're also coordinating a few events within the next upcoming months that will be large events, but accepting donations for Boise Period Project of tampons and pads and any, you know, menstrual hygiene products. So hopefully, instead of just asking for donations, that will help, because people will be going to these events with the purpose of donating.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in again and giving us an update on this. I think it is phenomenal what you are doing. I am sure we've made some listeners uncomfortable, but you know what? It is something that is normal. It is natural. It happens. Not only do we need to talk about it, but we need to make sure that period poverty ends and we can do something about it. So thank you, yes. Makara. Thank you, Adam, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.